Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is that attackers are actively exploiting a critical remote code execution vulnerability in the Zimbra collaboration suite, according to warnings from CERT Polska. SOC and incident response teams, as well as IT and platform operations teams, should apply the latest security patches for Zimbra immediately. At number 2, a critical authentication bypass vulnerability tracked as CVE-2026-19-49E affects Citrix NetScaler ADC and NetScaler Gateway, allowing unauthenticated remote attackers to bypass security controls. SOC and IT and platform operations teams are advised to update their NetScaler products to the patched versions. Next, at number 3. U.S. federal agencies warn that threat actors are using AI-generated scripts to exploit Siemens S7 series programmable logic controllers in critical infrastructure sectors like water and energy. SOC and IT and platform operations teams should secure internet-exposed PLCs and follow the joint advisory from the NSA, CISA, FBI, Department of Energy, and Environmental Protection Agency. Number 4 sees Cisco patching critical vulnerabilities in Crosswork and Secure Workload that could lead to remote code execution and authentication bypasses. IT and platform operations teams and SOC teams should apply these security updates. At number 5, a chain of flaws in NASA's AIT GUI browser console allows unauthenticated attackers to issue arbitrary commands to spacecraft command buses with a CVSS score of 9.4. Application security and IT and platform operations teams should be aware of this disclosure. Number 6 involves a critical unrestricted file upload vulnerability in the Elementor Pro WordPress plugin, tracked as CVE-2026-36475, which allows remote code execution. Application security and IT and platform operations teams should update Elementor Pro to the latest version. At number 7, the Spectre implant deployed by actor UAT-10147 features a Linux rootkit and kernel-level EDR bypasses for cross-platform operations. SOC and IT and platform operations teams should monitor for this activity. Number 8 covers research into a remote Spectre attack against Cloudflare workers that leaks JSON web tokens from co-located workers at 12 bits per second. Cloud security and application security teams should note these findings. At number 9, 40 malicious Firefox extensions masquerading as Web3 products are stealing cryptocurrency wallet secrets. Individual users and consumers, along with SOC teams, should be cautious of browser add-ons. Finally, at number 10, Japanese cloud provider Secura Internet disclosed a breach of its sales management system, exposing data for up to 1.36 million accounts. Security leaders and SOC teams should monitor for related credential stuffing or phishing attempts. That is your briefing.